Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the National Football League for deciding to allow players to continue performing celebration dances that emulate President-elect Say Not His Name. In case you haven't seen it, all last week players on both offense and defense were celebrating big plays by standing together and moving their arms up and down in that awkwardly irregular and hypnotic style of Donald Who Shall Not Be Named. When asked whether this sort of overtly political and divisive behavior would be allowed, the NFL said it, quote, had no issue with the dancing. But oh dear Othron, how can this be? After so many hard years spent capturing the NFL for our cause through getting them to allow kneeling during the Star Spangled Banner, adding a black national anthem, converting the Redskins to the Commanders, and even putting inspirational gibberish on the back of players' helmets, including phrases like Stop Hate, Black Lives Matter, End Racism, and my own personal favorite, Inspire Change. To see the NFL cave to the forces of anti-wokeosity like this is so very disappointing. We thought we'd captured the NFL effectively for Wave 3 Kaepernickism, almost to the point of forcing security police to wear plain clothes and ending the warlike practice of military flyovers at games. But as is often the case, when heretic football players feel suddenly emboldened by watching more than half of the country vote for the unnamed one, they take the chance to make light of the situation through anxiety-inducing hate dances. So to the NFL, if you cannot regain your position as a certified progressive organization, banning anything even remotely favorable to President Rhymes with Stump, we must hereby revoke your certificate of tolerance, defrock you of your rainbow epaulets, and cast you into the NASCAR abyss, where you will be slowly devoured by revisionist historians for 1,000 years. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, Representative Nancy Mace and Speaker Mike Johnson for their cold, cruel, and thoroughly transphobic response to the needs of newly elected Representative Sarah McBride, the first openly transgender member of Congress. By the way, we say first openly because we want to imply without evidence that due to cultural anti-trans bigotry, perhaps many current and former members of Congress have been transgender and either could not reveal or did not even realize their true natures. This week, Mace declared war on trans people by demanding that only so-called biological women be allowed to use the Capitol restrooms marked for their gender assigned at birth.
I'm not going to allow biological men into women's private spaces. I will stand in the brink and stand in the way of anyone on the radical left who thinks that it's okay for a penis to be in a women's locker room or a bathroom or a changing room. Hell no. I'm not going to stand for it.
So disappointing. So offensive. But what Nancy Mace refuses to understand is that until a trans woman like Sarah McBride is allowed to do everything a cis woman can do, we will be stuck in this separate but unequal world that denies all the sacred truths of the holy acronym string. Sadly, Speaker Johnson has agreed to the demand and banned trans women from using female bathrooms in the Capitol. While explaining his horrid decision, Johnson gave the most hate speech answer I've ever heard spoken by an elected official not from Alabama.
A man is a man, and a woman is a woman. And a man cannot become a woman. But I also believe that we treat everybody with dignity.
Well, it is so very hypocritical of you to offer to treat trans people with dignity after denying the validity of their very existence. This is exactly the kind of word violence that leads to actual violence and oppression. Until bathrooms are based on what's on your mind and not what's on your body, nobody will be free. Now, an important announcement. Because this is an active trans emergency, the Multilateral Council of the Elders of the Enlightenment Southern District has activated all members of the National Chanting Mafia, chapters 1 through 4, 6, and 13, for a national protest sit-in being held at City Hall restrooms around the nation this weekend. Participation in this activation will count towards your virtue badges and your annual woke pliance accreditation hours under the allyship and social disruption scores, but not, I repeat, you will not be receiving credit for the publicly pretending you believe in unity score at this time. Appeals for credit may be filed with the relevant prefect. As part of Occupy Bathrooms 3.0, we will be mixing genders indiscriminately in groups and chanting our words of power in as many municipal bathrooms as we can find. We're still workshopping the verbiage of the chants, so be sure to vote on the card found in your We Don't Call It a Bullet In as you depart the service this morning. Here are the top three candidates. Stalls are just and stalls are right. Demand a stall with all your might. Stand up and stay is what we know for all who must sit down and go. And the third candidate, freedom for thee and freedom to pee is all we want for you and me. So be sure to join us this weekend as we all strive to break through the porcelain ceiling and end urinal violence today. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our highest praise for the thought innovators at Jaguar Land Rover Automotive for their brilliant new ad series entitled Copy Nothing. The clever campaign features androgynous models of various races and ages wearing brightly colored over-the-top fashion-forward gender-bending costumes parading on screen with slogans such as Create Exuberant, Live Vivid, Delete Ordinary, and Break Molds, spelled with a U. The way these non-pastel misfits from a Blade Runner fashion show demonstrate an out-of-this-world unconventionality of both hairstyle, clothing, and race and gender really inspires us to support the luxury automobiles of Jaguar. In fact, the ads feel like what would have happened if Andy Warhol had taken acid at a 70s Tupperware party and decided to make raincoats out of the merchandise. Barbarella herself never imagined anything so strange. It's as if all the fine leaders of the United Colors of Benetton returned and turned their creative talents from unisex fashions to gender-fluid automobiles. So daring, so bold, so completely unrelated to anything having to do with cars, we love it. As Chief Creative Officer and Professor of Imaginary Image Imagineering, Jerry McGovern stated, New Jaguar is a brand built around exuberant modernism. It's imaginative, bold, and artistic at every touchpoint. It is unique and fearless. Well, all we can say is it certainly was fearless. So for launching what can only be described as the great Bud Light 2.0 ad campaign of 2024, Jaguar, we salute you. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by Share and Share Alike, bakers of only the finest, most unsatisfying communally shared meal balls. To foster the experience of socialistic equality and misery, Share and Share Alike compressed four courses of food into a single flavor ball designed to be bitten into and passed around groups of four, six, or nine. By eating off the same meal ball as your fellow otherin, we can all learn to think of us as part of one big saliva-sharing family. Share and Share Alike. Meal balls with the unmistakable taste of virtue.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.